of course, they didn't call something, they called it a divan or something like that, anything. But mostly, when we come home, they didn't have that because a cot, sometimes they'd have a cot.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them, when my daddy made, he made all the song beds out in that country. And you know, the bed was up high, that bedsteads are higher off the floor than they are now, the vault ones, you know. Well, then he made us a tunnel bed, and that was pushed up under the bed in the daytime, pulled out at night. You slept on that.
Did you have maybe, would you ever just sleep maybe something on the floor, kind of?
That a pallet, yeah. Just yeah. Put your quilt and lay down on the floor, what you call a pallet.
I see. Now, we were talking about land. You say, if you expect the good crop from
if you expect a good crop year.
You say the land is very...
good, or you see, you didn't have to, the land was fresh, but I didn't have to have fertilizer. No, it's about fertilizer even, you know. And like oats, they sold oats, you know, and they harvest them, just like, you know, for hay.
Tell me about how you harvest them. Tell me about
that. Well, call a cradle. It's a long blade, about this long, and it has a hand that sticks up this way, you know. And you'd hold on to that and you cut them. Just cut a strip of them, you know, like that. And it fell over just like you cut kind of hay, like baling hay now.
Mm-hmm.
And well, when they got dry, you went in there and they took so many up in a ward, best you could tell, and took another oat and tied that around there.
What'd you call that
up? Bundle, oat bundle.
I see.
And then them heads, and they hauled them out and they fed it to the horse stock in the wintertime.
Well, you put the bundles in a what? You stack them in a...
No, you put them in the barn. You never did stack them in a haystack like you did hay. Or at least we always put it in the barn.
Now, to separate the grain from the rest of the part of the oats, you had to do what?
You'd have to thrash them if you separated.
I see.
But
so
we
you
never
say
did thrash. The oats are forward in one thing or another, but we never did thrash. But now, if they save some to seed the plant the next year, they'd have so many bones that they never did. They put them up to the set to dry good. And then you'd take the heads and put the seed out to seed the plant next year. Just like your turnip seed. We never did buy turnip seed to save your own seed. When the turnip seed goes up and left the seed, you took them, put them on the paper and thrashed them out.
Uh-huh.
They use them next year.
Yeah. Hmm. That's very interesting.
Yeah, that's right. Like watermelon seed. You never bought no watermelon seed.
Yes, ma'am. I heard folks say stuff like that.
And cushaws, you never bought no cushaw seed. You ever had them once, you saved the seed.
Yeah.
I wish we had one out of the field down there at Short Tree.
You say, now we raise 40 foot of wheat to the acre, 40.
Or
oats,
you say so many oats, he raised so many bushels of oats to the acre. And if it's cotton, you raise so much cotton. Well, I raised so many bales of cotton to the acre.
Uh-huh.
Or it took 2 acres or 3 acres. And everybody would say, well, my cant lawn, so and so. Well, I got a bale to the acre. Oh, you thought you was flying. And maybe some of them said, well, I took 2 acres to make a bale. And corn, it made so many bushels to the acre. You know how they guess at it and things say, well, I had a wonderful crop. I think I made so much to the acre,
yeah.
You see, what they call an acre. And that's where they done cotton. Cotton was so much an acre, you know, so many bales to the acre, it averaged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about hay. You got your first cut in the hay.
Yeah.
And then what did you get, you call that?
It's a second cut.
Second cut?
Because now when I come on, they didn't cut hay. They didn't have that many cows, they didn't feed them cows run out. Nobody didn't have the land fence. That's where we lived, we just had the land that they farmed. And the other was out in the open, what they call it, on a range.
Yes, ma'am.
And everybody's cows would run out, and everybody's cows would come up to their own home. And the way they put salt out on, they'd go cut them a big oak log tree, and they'd peel it off. And they put it down at the gate where the cows come up, and they'd take a axe and chip out little chips out of here, you know.
Notches.
And puts the salt in them little notches. That's where you salted the cows.
Well, now, when you got out to the field in the springtime, maybe the hay, the kind of dead hay would be out in the field.
Well, the way to see when you got out to the field, you let the cows in the field in the wintertime, and they eat all that grass nearly.
Yeah.